Are SDRs an appropriate crisis fighting tool? The IMF reports that several poorer countries have called for it and that members are discussing the idea. Rich countries are offering their citizens wads of cash with very few strings attached, say supporters. Why shouldn't the IMF do the same for the world's governments? Some economists want a huge allocation of SDRs worth $4 trillion. There are several hurdles in the way, and these could take months to overcome. Most important, America is reluctant to issue any SDRs at all, let alone $4 trillion worth. Its opposition stems from a belief that the IMF should not be printing money. When converted, SDRs increase the amount of cash in circulation. And like other countries, it also dislikes the idea of handouts that come with so few strings attached. What if the financial lifeline allowed countries to slacken the pace of reforms or made life easier for Iran? The IMF is supposed to support governments facing temporary liquidity problems, but also to insist on restructuring any debts that are unsustainable. An SDR allocation is described as liquidity support by its advocates, but it could help an otherwise insolvent country pay off its creditors. America's opposition matters. Issuing SDRs worth more than $648 billion would require approval from its Congress. Even a smaller issuance would require 85% of votes at the IMF. Uncle Sam, with a 16.5% share, has a veto. Others point out that securing an SDR allocation would mean spending too much political capital for too little gain. Two-thirds would go to rich countries or those with plenty of reserves. In 2009, 183 billion SDRs were issued to help fight the global financial crisis. But Usman Mandeng of Economics Advisory, a consultancy, finds that emerging markets, excluding China and members of the European Union, swapped just 1.9 billion for cash in 2009-10. However, SDRs do not have to be used to be useful. Their very presence on balance sheets frees up dollars. And though the sums involved might be too small to matter to many countries, the share of a $500 billion issuance flowing to the likes of Liberia or South Sudan would be worth 7-8% of GDP, says Sergei Lanau of the Institute of International Finance, an industry group. With global demand collapsing and the world scrambling for dollars, now is not the time to dwell on the question of whether countries face solvency or liquidity crises. Poor countries just need help, fast. It is worth taking some risks to make sure they get it. It is perhaps no surprise that America has doubts about an instrument first designed to reduce the dollar's dominance. Keynes proposed Bancor just after sterling lost its way. It might take the emergence of a serious challenger to the dollar's crown before America sees the appeal of the SDR.